Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Augustine with Fox Sports Wisconsin, the former Brewers pitcher himself. Augie, how you been, buddy?
Doing well. I apologize. I had my phone on silent. You guys called a couple times, but I knew you guys were calling, but I just didn't know what time. But anyway, I got to call you. I'm glad to be on with
you. So, in other words, you're out of the steam room. The massage went well. You're feeling good, and you went a little overtime. There's nothing wrong with that. I get it. You know, hey, if Mike McCarthy can do it, you can do it, right?
Yeah, it was just something. I was sitting there looking. I had my last night with the rain delay up because I needed my phone right by me. I put the phone on silent. I never took it off. And that's what happened. But anyway, Brewers got a big win last night. Got turned things around a little bit in St. Louis, and that was a huge game for him.
If you're going to write a quick synopsis of the season for the Brewers and where they're at, what would it be?
Wow. You know, that's really tough unit when you talk about this ball club. A lot of ups and downs, a lot of different types of changes that have gone on. The club is kind of a little bit different ball club. They have a different makeup than they did last year. And I think the biggest difference when you look at this ball club is their bullpen. And each and every year, you see a lot of changes that go on with a club, and it's usually pitching in a bullpen is where you see a lot of differences. And this year, I think a lot had to do with, you know, they did make some changes with players. They went through it with the party. Now you have Keston Hiura up, who's doing a great job, and you got to learn a lot about your organization and what you have in the minor leagues. And Keston has really been a very positive, but it's been a big change with the pitching part of it. You went out in the beginning of the season, and you really took a chance by starting those three young kids at the beginning of the season, hopefully that two of the three would pan out. Only one has panned out. Now you got Brandon Woodruff injured, but they've had some ups and downs, and I think when you look at this season, I think you look at pitching and pitching being a big difference.
It is different, and you've had a lot of injuries. I don't know whether I look at this as glasses half full or what, but you had an injury to every starter. You had, obviously, Corey Knebel go down before the season even got underway. Jimmy Nelson hasn't come back to really fulfill the bill. And then you had subpar years out of Lorenzo Cain, Orlando Arcia, Jesus Aguilar, Travis Shaw. You start to look at that, and you say, how in the hell are you only 3.5 games back?
You know, that shows the resiliency of this ball club. You know, even looking at ball in the bullpen with JJ, he's really struggling this year. He's a better pitcher than he's showing. He's just getting it just in one of those niches right now where he just can't make good pitches when he needs to. But, you know, you look at the things you just brought up and you look at what those guys did last year, and you can even take like Travis Shaw and Jesus Aguilar as two of the guys. These guys, where would they have been last year if they didn't have those two guys swinging the bat the way they did and playing the way they did? They would not even have had a chance to get to the playoffs. So a big difference in what has happened. But, you know, it kind of shows the resiliency of this club. They go out and they play hard. And I think when you talk about the parity that you have in the NL Central with each team getting better, you look at Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's a really good ball club. This club is going to be something to look out for next year. They've done all the things they had to do. And you look at the top three teams with Chicago and the Cardinals and the Brewers, they're every year it's the same thing. It's the same way. And so it's really interesting. I think parity in the division and especially in the National League has a lot to do with why the Brewers are where they are. And that's a good thing for the Brewer ball club.
Augie, between you, me, and this bottle of glass cleaner that sits in front of me, the change in the pitching staff specifically I'm talking about Derek Johnson and Lee Tunnell. Now, there's no coincidence. Cincinnati, they picked up Sonny Gray, yes, but they have also become tremendously better, and they've been relatively injury-free when it comes to their staff, and I think that's something key here. But you know as well as I do, there was a culture out there that Lee Tunnell had created in the bullpen. You know Derek Johnson and the work that he did. Are we talking about now an adjustment period because of the coaching staff? And don't get me wrong, I think Chris Hook is tremendous, and I really like what they bring to the table. But there's just something different, dude. I don't know what it is, but there's just something different about this staff. And as a guy that was a pitcher, how much does a culture change make a difference in your world?
Well, you know, kudos to Derek Johnson and what he did with the Brewers. You know, he did a nice job, and you take Lee Tunnell, what he's done. He's a veteran, a guy who's pitched in the big leagues, understands what it is to pitch in the bullpen. Those guys did a great job. They had great pitchers, but they did a great job, and they were able to maneuver his pitching staff and get him to where they were very, very positive. Derek doesn't stay here. He goes somewhere else. He goes to Cincinnati. You look at the play pitchers that Cincinnati has picked up. They went out, and they got four strong pitchers, and they are just a better ball club, not because of the pitchers they had last year. It's the pitchers they picked up and what they have this year and what you have to work on now getting Trevor Bauer from Cleveland. I mean, here's a number one starter for any ball club, and now they made that trade. So they've gotten better because they have acquired guys, and now they have Derek over there working with those guys along with Lee Tunnell. But I don't take anything away from Chris Hook and Steve Carsey, what they have done with this ball club. I've known Chris for a lot of years, and he is an A1 guy. He understands pitching. He understands personalities. He knows that pitching is more than just throwing a baseball. It's about that mental part of the game, and it's also about understanding what these guys are all like, and having that respect for them and having that relationship is so important. And I think he's done an outstanding job with what has transpired. You take the starting rotation from the beginning of the year, and you look at the starting rotation now, the only guy that's in there is Zach Davies, and Zach just got back. So I think it's very good what they have done, and they've shown signs. They got Brandon Woodruff when he comes off. He's a top-notch starter, and they got Adrian Hauser, who pitched last night. His last three times out, he's been very good, and the bullpen is coming. You see in spurts where they're starting to get in an area where Craig Counsell is getting a little bit of a comfort zone, not doing great every time out, but starting to get that comfort zone where you get into that last month of the season. You want to know exactly what you need, and they're starting to get there. We saw it a little bit last night. You saw Claudio come in the game, get a big out with a lefty. That's what they want him to do. And you saw Matt Albers, who's throwing the ball very good, come and get outs and get him out of tough innings, being that guy that can come and stop rallies. These are guys you need in the bullpen, but they need guys to step up also. They need the Junior Guerra and the JJs to step up, and along with Josh Hader. And if they get that, they're going to be okay the last month of the season.
Talking with Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher and analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Also, some pieces have changed. Obviously, you bring up Keston Hiura, but you lose a guy like Aguilar, who a lot of guys liked in the clubhouse. Travis Shaw, who he's struggled this season, and obviously that's had some wear in that clubhouse. You lose a guy like Domingo Santana prior to the season. You bring in Ben Gamel. Talk about the shift in culture and what that means when you start to lose some of the familiar faces, the fun faces that you won with, as opposed to some of the guys that are now coming in. You're trying to make those guys feel comfortable. In addition to that, you're still trying to go out and get wins. How difficult is that in a clubhouse? Because it's one of those intangibles that you can't quantify with sabermetrics, and it pisses off the numbers people, but there is something to it.
Yeah, there sure is, and you know, I think it's a credit to the organization. I think when you're an organization like Milwaukee, you have your organization, and how you build it from the top to the bottom is so important. And I think there's a time when David Stearns and Matt Arnold and Mark Antanasio, along with Craig, look at it and say, hey, you know what? There's got to be some shifts here. We can't stay the same. It's not going to be the same from year to year. There's going to be some changes. We have to go and see where our organization is and how they can compete and what they can do with people that we have in this organization that can come up and compete. And I think you saw a lot of it. It started in the pitching staff when you bring the young three starters with Peralta, Burns, and Woodruff starting the season in the rotation. And then you go back and they made some trades. They picked up Claudio for the bullpen there. But then you bring up a guy like Keston Hiura to take over second base job to see what he can do. He's been nothing more than sensational. When you look at what he does to this Brewer lineup, he really solidifies this Brewer lineup. He's a guy that can go out there and legitimately protect Christian Yelich and allow Chris make it a little bit tougher for ball clubs to pitch to Christian. And so when you look at what they've done, yes, they've lost some great players, guys who put up some great numbers. But at the same time, in baseball, that happens and things change. And I think that what they have done by moving Moose over to third base, bringing in Keston. And I think Ben Gamble has just been a great player to have. He's excellent off the bench. He's a great outfielder. He can play all three positions, unlike Domingo Santana. And what he's done as a pinch hitter has been very good. So I think the things that you see and the things that are going on, and you have to add a Eric Thames in there, what he's been doing, has just been fantastic. Things build up, and certain people have that opportunity to step up, and that's what they need. And you're starting to see this team play a little bit better as we're going along, and that's what they're going to need the final month of the season.
So I got two things for you before I let you go. The first being, we obviously know that the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Brewers still hold their fate in their own hands. But with the favorable schedule, how confident are you that this Brewers team can win? I think they're going to need to win the division to get to the postseason myself, but how confident are you with the way things are right now and the favorable schedule they have towards the end of the season that they can do that?
Well, you know, you look at we started with Minnesota when we played Minnesota. From Minnesota on up till September 8th, they've got 8 series that are as tough as any in baseball. Every one of the teams that they play are really vying for an opportunity to play in postseason. All the teams are above 500. All the teams have that opportunity. And we've gone through 3 series now. Has it been favorable? Not as well as you like. But when you look at it, starting this series against Arizona, and then you go to, then you have St. Louis come in, then you go to Chicago, then you come back in Houston, then back to Chicago. I think that's going to tell your story. I think this is a team that right now has to really put things together and start winning series. I think if they go through the next, you know, we said 8, if they go through the next 5 series and they play very good baseball, they win series, it's going to really set them up well for September. But I think everybody agrees that you got to start playing baseball very consistently in all 3 phases. You got to start getting better with runners in scoring position and scoring runs. The pitching, both on the starting and the bullpen, has to be very consistent. They have to gel together. And then defensively, this team has been very good defensively. I think if there's one positive thing you take out of this year, all year long, their defense has been very good. So I think it's a matter of what they do in the next 5 series that are going to be very important, what happens for the rest of the year in the month of September.
Okay, and then my second question and final one is this. You go back to all the way 2014, even 2013, his entire career, Christian Yelich has been out of his damn mind. I mean, he really burst onto the scene with power in 2016, and since then it's just been consistent and good. And obviously playing in the National League Central has given him a boost as well. If he puts up another, because they got him for another 3 years, something, 3-4 years. So if you look in Christian Yelich going all the way through 2022, and he's a free agent in 2023, what if he continues to put these numbers up, Augie? Is he a $500 million man?
Wow, I don't know about the $500 million. You know, that sounds
unreal. Well, I'm just looking at the numbers. He's more consistent than Bryce Harper.
Yes, he is, by far. No question.
I think he's a better player, and he doesn't get nearly the credit he deserves. And I think if you're going to talk about anybody being a $500 million guy, he may be the first to do it.
Yeah, he might be. I mean, when you look at a guy, I think the best thing that happened to Christian Yelich, not taking away Miami, I think the Marlins, the Florida Marlins, are a great ball club. But I think really when you look at it, Christian being traded over to Milwaukee is probably the best thing that happened to Christian. He's in a ballpark that's really conducive to the way he swings the bat. He's in an organization that, you know, they give you that opportunity to go out and exceed anything you've been able to do. They give you that opportunity. I think he's playing for a great manager and great counsel. Does he have that opportunity? I think, like you, Unit, I think he's one of the top 5 baseball players in baseball right now that you have to look at. And his MVP last year proved that he is a good ball player. He's really duplicating that this year, and then we're going to have a great finish. It's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out because it's such a good race. But does he have that possibility? Yeah, I think he has a possibility of being one of the top players in baseball as far as salary goes. He is such a great player. He plays hard every day. He doesn't like to take days off, and he's very good in the community, in the clubhouse. And, you know, you talk about a prototype player that you want to have on your ball club and in your organization. I think Christian Yelich is that guy.
Always a pleasure, Augie. Go enjoy the rest of your massage. I didn't mean to interrupt it. You go have a good day.
Thanks a lot. It's gonna get interesting, Unit. I'll tell you what. You watch his next series starting tomorrow night with Arizona. It gets really interesting. You have the Cards, Cubs, Houston, of all teams, to come in. And then you got the Cards and the Cubs. It's going to get really interesting. a lot of time, a lot of fun for our Brewer fans, and I'll tell you, we'll be talking a lot of good baseball coming down the road, and hopefully they can put something together, start winning some series.
They stay within a game, they'll win it, because I think just the schedule pans out to where it's very favorable, so we'll see. Augie, pleasure, buddy.
All right, anytime.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jerry Augustine, former Brewers pitcher and analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.